Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome again to the Jabbercast. This is show number 5 for the week of
October 22nd, 2006. I'm Lippo.
And I'm Lippo.
Hey, how you doing? Wait a minute.
And I'm Big JD.
Big JD, how you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
What's going on with you, Jeff, this past week in Jabbercast land?
Not a heck of a lot.
No?
No.
You had some kind of procedure done for your shoulder.
Oh, yeah. That was an MRI and an arthrogram.
Arthrogram.
Yeah.
He's an English actor or something,
yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he's the guy that plays the piano drunk.
Oh, that's right.
Though that's that movie Arthur I'm thinking of.
Right, Dudley Moore.
Yeah, they just twisted my arm in all sorts of positions to take these pictures and so forth, and it just messed me all up. Injections and everything. Put fluid in you so the MRI can read and everything, and I'm just a mess.
Like they give you one of those big syringes? Like
huge. It was bigger than my body.
The with syringe
a big tube.
Was
no, it was a big syringe, and it was on a tube with a super long needle, I'd say about 7-8 inches long. And they put it in there and probe around and put the fluid all over the place in there. They freeze it first with about 8 needles. They froze it.
Oh.
So it was just a disaster. It was bad enough before my shoulder. Now it's even worse in 3 days of hell. But that's neither here nor there. Nothing stops the Jabbercast.
Nothing.
Neither rain nor sleet nor snow or arthrograms or MRIs.
MRI, that's, what is
or
that?
Or SNA or comp.
SNA or a lot of three-letter acronyms here. This week's Jabbercast, what are we jabbering on about this week, Jeff?
MRI versus arthrogram.
Okay, I think I'd rather have an arthrogram. I like
yeah,
drunk
I
guys.
Yeah, I think so too. Today's show is on versus. Now, we're not talking synagogue, Bible, church, Christianity. We're talking coffee versus tea, bacon versus sausage, man versus woman, desktop versus laptop. The versus show.
Oh, versus. What was
sure.
the religious thing? I didn't understand what you're saying. What is that? What's that got to do with verses?
Yeah, I've been saying that all along. You haven't got it?
When I think of verses, I think verse, chorus.
Hymn, verse, you know,
oh,
verse
okay.
27-16.
Well, being a musician yourself, I would think you think, oh, this is the verse.
You know, oh, okay,
verse.
Yeah, that's what you had going on, right?
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, I want to start out with something.
Tell me.
And it's not even on the, you know, I'd made a tentative little list of some verses things. And metal hanger versus plastic hanger.
Yes.
And you know what brought that about this morning? As you can see here, I'm bleeding still. I have a sweatshirt on,
yes.
And I knew that with the jacket I grabbed out of the closet, I couldn't put that over the sweatshirt because the jacket is just not that big.
Right.
So it was on a plastic hanger of some kind, not just a cheap, flimsy plastic hanger, but one for a heavier jacket, but still had the bottom rail as well.
Okay.
You know, some of them are just real thick, big things, but this has a... So I go hang it back up, and in our closet, you have to put it in, bring it up and around, and it hooks backwards kind of because it's a thing up, not a bar up there, but a thing that it hooks on. So I did it, and I pulled it. And somehow the inside of that plastic hanger is, you know, the mold, the way it's molded, it's sharp there. And it cut my finger and took a nice chunk of skin off. I didn't realize it wasn't really bleeding too bad. I put the Band-Aid on and now it's like...
It's bleeding right through.
Practically seeping out the thing.
Yep.
So plastic versus metal hanger. Which would you rather use? Right now I'm on the metal hanger thing.
Obviously.
After this has happened, but...
Well, the thing with wooden hangers, I'm gonna
or
say...
Or a wooden hanger, sure. Wood, yeah. I mean, we can... Stick that in as well. Wooden, plastic, and metal.
The thing that I don't like about metal hangers is they're thin, of course, and they leave bigger marks on your clothes.
Yeah, sometimes they leave like a, if they've been in there for a long time and because of moisture in the air and whatnot, they leave a little bit of rust on a light-colored garment.
Rust stain on your shirt, yeah.
Sure. Wood's always nice, and wood's fairly smooth.
You don't see too many wooden hangers out there.
Yeah, not anymore. Plastic you see a lot now,
right.
the small like tube type.
Yeah. Thicker the better, I say.
Yeah.
Nice and round and smooth. The big heavy-duty ones, you can get like 12 for like a box
yeah, you get
at
them
the
in a
dollar store or something.
Thing. What's nice about the old metal hangers, if you don't have one around and you lock your keys in your car, plastic hanger isn't going to get you out.
No.
Or if you like to steal radios.
There's an edit. It's like stealing radios.
But that's the reason that it's nice to have one or two of those always hanging around. And you know, the cleaners.
Hanging around, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You get stuff back from the cleaners and they have paper around it all. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Right. Like a, yeah, I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and that's probably so that your garments don't get those marks on them, like you had mentioned. So I just wanted to start off with that just because I cut myself wide open this morning. Almost didn't make it to the Jabbercast. Coffee versus tea. What do you like better? Coffee or tea? A lot of people have a big preference over that. And I would say in a lot of cases, it's coffee.
Well, I think
most
people
drink over tea. And those coffee drinkers are really, they're avid coffee drinkers. And like tea, like that's for ladies.
Tea is for ladies. Yes, that's what I know exactly what you're saying. However, I like drinking tea.
I'm just gonna grab my tea here.
Exactly. We're drinking tea right now, by the way.
Is mine green?
Yours is your green.
It is now. It's been sitting out for...
it's green tea, yes. Mm-hmm. But I have to admit, I do enjoy coffee. I like the flavor of it.
I had a coffee this morning.
But
black. I drink mine black.
Really?
Yeah. I don't put anything in it.
I like cream. Cream takes away the bitterness for me.
Yeah, I like the bitterness. I like the strength. And I drink coffee occasionally, but I really like green tea. I drink it all the time. And I like both of them. I think they have their very different differences.
That's for sure. Even within teas, there's, you know, green tea versus orange pekoe. And
white, orange pekoe, black teas, Japanese tea, Earl Grey. It tastes like perfume.
Well, the thing with Earl Grey, you have to put lemon in it. Earl Grey is only, you can only serve it one way, and it's just with lemon.
The only way I can't even drink Earl Grey if it's like a mixed tea, like green Earl Grey or Earl Grey and lemon or Earl Grey and whatever. Just don't like the perfumey taste of Earl Grey, whoever
he
was.
Perfume, yeah?
Yeah, I find it to be perfumey, like it's got a perfumey smell and a perfumey kind of taste.
Like flower?
You ever drink
you
perfume? Well, yeah, like perfume, sweet of some kind. It's got a taste to it.
I'm allergic to perfume.
I'm allergic to flowers.
Are you really?
No.
Okay, I am really allergic to perfume. That's why I'm thinking
You don't wear cologne or anything?
Ever? I can. No, I wish I could. There's some stuff I like the smell of. I say, that really smells good. But within 4 or 5 seconds, it's like, I got a headache.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like I can feel it. I can't walk into certain entrances of like the Bay or Sears or something. I got to make sure I go into a different entrance because it just whacks me right out.
Man versus woman.
Wow.
That's been going on for the ages.
Yes. I prefer women myself.
Men are more intelligent. We make more money.
Because we're more intelligent. No wonder. Yeah.
Well, that was just thrown in there for fun. Man versus women.
A woman,
I think, is just another whole show that would get us in lots of trouble. Desktop versus laptop. What's better? Which would you rather have? I say laptop.
I say laptop, too.
I don't think there's anything anymore on desktop that you can't do on a laptop. And there's the mobility factor. You can take it anywhere you want. Take your work with you.
But there is still a few things that I don't like about laptops that desktops have over laptops, and that's hard drive speed for the most thing. Usually they can't stick the really fast ones in there because they get too hot. And usually the bus speed is also slower because they can't stick in the extra cache in there as well as the different because it's a confined space.
Yeah, there's definitely a difference.
As far as speed goes, I think.
Yeah, there's a few things that there's a bit of a trade-off. But I find that the mobility factor and that sort of thing, I think that outweighs the desktop for me. Portability on the go. And just like the Jabbercast. Talk radio on the go.
So you're analogizing your laptop to the Jabbercast.
Anal what? If you had to get away with one or the other, I'd definitely choose a laptop.
Right. If you have to have one or the other, I'd say laptop is the way to go.
Couch versus chair. Would you rather be all sprawled out in a couch or sitting nice and cozy in your favorite chair?
I'm anti-couch.
Are you?
Yeah, I like a chair, and I like a big chair. So the chair that we have upstairs, that is like my chair or whatever, it's a chair and a half.
Who?
So two people could sit in it, and it's really good for...
It's a chouch. A chouch.
So it's also good for, cuddling up and stuff. So one kid can lay next to you, or you and your wife or whatever.
Right.
It's kind of nice that way. But it's not a love seat. It's not that big. But it's kind of big and puffy, and it's got a big ottoman in front. So you can sort of lay down. So it's kind of one in everything.
You get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I think we do. But a couch, I'm just not a couch.
I don't mind a couch. I don't mind a couch, and I don't mind a chair. A chair is a specialty item for me. When I sit in a chair, it's rare. Rare in a chair. I like to sit in a chair once in a while. It's kind of neat.
You're sitting in a chair right now, Jeff.
I'm sitting in a chair now, sure. But I mean, the bigger, comfier type. Car versus motorcycle.
I don't know. I don't drive a motorcycle.
Well, I drive both, and I'd say the motorcycle. I'd prefer to be able to drive that all year long, but unfortunately, we don't have summer here all year long. There are some good points about driving something smaller like a motorcycle, and that's obviously, gas.
It's good for the environment. Better sure. for the environment, I should say.
And if there were more motorcycles on the road, I think there'd be less accidents.
But you can't
recreation.
Have recreation. You can't go to. You can't have like a coffee while you're.
Oh, I do.
While you're on your motorcycle.
No, you can't really. Even carrying a coffee somehow to get to your destination is not that easy.
And then having a cigarette is another thing too. You can't do both at the same time.
And a lot of people do that too.
And
you
do
might not be able to light. You have to light it while you're stopped, I guess. But I mean,
I've seen people do that, but I haven't seen women driving motorcycles putting their makeup on.
No. And hopefully we don't.
And I see a lot more women driving bikes these days.
Yeah, there are quite a few now. And I see some small women driving big bikes too.
Yeah,
it's kind of neat.
I don't see women driving like crappy bikes. You see, you see the guy who, whatever, he's on his little Honda 750 or whatever.
Yeah.
These women are driving, they're all driving hogs.
Yeah, they're driving hogs.
Big ass road kings and bigger the better. I shouldn't say that because I did see a woman driving a really nice BMW bike last week or something.
Good taste.
You like the Beamers, yeah?
Yeah, they're okay.
Beamer bikes?
I mean, it's a good bike. I personally wouldn't ride it, no. Wouldn't ride anything but a Harley-Davidson.
I'd have to think they're very well engineered.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Like most of the Japanese bikes. Probably better than the bike that I have.
And what do you have, Jeff?
American-made Harley-Davidson 2004 Road King Police Special.
See, he does have a Road King.
That's right.
Bigger the better.
Speakers versus headphones.
Oh, speakers for sure.
Yeah, speakers are cool.
Speakers move air. Yeah, I like the feeling, of course, of especially in the good bass response. It's like moving your pant and leg.
But that's the same. You can say the same thing for headphones. When you get a good pair of headphones, some nice Bose headphones, the sound is incredible. I use headphones quite a bit because we both, my wife and I, are actually a lot of times in the same room, and I'm usually editing audio or doing something, or sometimes I'll be watching a movie on the computer even or something like that, and I'll have to use headphones because she's studying or, you know, watching something else on TV. And I've got some good headphones. I've got a nice set of Fostex recording headphones. I got some Bose headphones. I've got Sennheisers. I've got some old Koss headphones that are kind of neat.
Koss.
Sony headphones.
Really?
Yeah.
Like actual headphone
headphones. Freak. Yeah. Those are all big ones. Then the small ones, I have another pair of Sonys that I use with my iPod. Those, well, I think you have the same ones there.
Yeah, they plug into your ear.
Yeah.
Plug-ins.
Suction style.
But I have to admit, after trying a bunch of, my kids have a whole bunch of, like, regular headphones, Panasonic or Koss, like you say, like just buds I'm talking
about.
Those
little ones, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have to admit, though, it's amazing how good the Apple headphones sound.
Those ones that come with the iPod are incredible.
They are incredible.
The sound is absolutely phenomenal. It's the best I've ever heard.
Exactly. It's kind of weird how good they sound for the crappy fit they are. Everybody's ears are different, of course. That little.
No, they're not.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
What you have to do is keep your fingers in your ears, like at night, watch TV and stuff. Put your fingers in your ears to make the hole bigger. Just keep them in there like every night and your hole will get bigger and you'll be able to do all kinds of things you never thought possible. You'll be able to put your big headphones in there. Kleenex versus paper towel. I like paper towels.
Paper towels are
bigger, heavy-dutier.
Heavy-duty, that's the word I was looking for.
I mean, you can't always get them up your nose as well as you can a Kleenex, but...
Well, let's not
Kleenex
talk about my nose.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
As far as... personal hygiene, like stuff, wiping your body with a paper towel. I prefer a Kleenex myself.
Do you wipe your body anywhere with a Kleenex?
Sure. Like my nose or, you know, what I mean, not food, not getting food off my face.
Yeah, I think I'd prefer the paper towel for wiping anything, except my bottom.
I was going to say, except
you want something a little thinner and nicer for that.
Cushy
feeling, yeah, two-ply.
I listened to Adam Curry. His podcast is The Daily Source Code. And he has it's an ongoing thing. He plays comments from other people who phone in or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's basically, it keeps track of who folds and who scrunches. So when you take your toilet paper, before you wipe your butt, do you fold it or do you just scrunch it?
Never scrunch.
Yeah, you're not.
Scrunch would just probably make worse of a mess down there. I'm a folder.
If you ever listen to the show, people say, oh, Adam, I'm in whatever. And then right at the end, it's just folder.
And I clean so well after, you could eat off that. Off my arse.
I was hungry there for a minute. Way to go. I lost my appetite totally. So would you ever wipe your butt with a paper towel?
Sure.
Yes, you would?
Yeah, I would. If, you know, there's no toilet paper.
Sure.
And then the alternative is Kleenex, and there's no Kleenex. Then I don't know what you use, your hands, and then just wash.
Have you ever been out like in the woods or something where you had to go and there's just no place to go?
There's no place to go. I can't really recall that offhand. There may have been a time, but I think I always make sure that we have something to wipe your arse.
Because we had just went to, about a month ago, we went to see Roger Waters at the Palace. And there's back there, there's a bush. And I remember years and years ago, me and another friend went there. And I was relaying the story to the people I went to Roger Waters with that I had to go. And I just had to go right then, or I was going to have an accident in my pants. Mm. So out there and got the, there was nothing to wipe your butt with.
What'd you do?
We used leaves.
Okay.
Leaves, yeah.
Nature.
Nature's way.
Everything goes back to nature.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. That's way back to nature. Well,
they couldn't have got a very good wipe.
Well, no, of course not.
Did you check your panties when you got home?
Well, no, once I went inside, I used the canner, but I could not wait
just
to
leave
get
them in the woods. Pull the pants back up.
But what did they do? Like,
oh, way back when?
Like this stuff's only been around for like 150 years.
Yeah, I don't know what they did in the past to maybe
we've
they
been
didn't
here
do
for
anything.
Thousands of years.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm interested to know what they might have done. They must have used some kind of a material or something that they maybe washed or didn't necessarily flush either. Well, I don't think there was anything flushable.
No, there was nothing flushable from
toilet.
From what I gathered, like there's a lot of sayings that we're going to come up with on the Jabbercast that are going to relate to going to the can. Because I know that there's like times in the castles, like mm-hmm. when people had castles, the king used to make rules, no dumping in the castle. Quit pooping in the castle.
Yeah,
I remember there was a saying about that. I can't remember what it was, though. But they're like under stairs and in corners, you'd see piles of shit and just steaming there.
Nice.
Not nice. And so he'd hand down these rules. And then I remember there was a story about one king. He handed down the rule like, and within, 24 hours, someone found him dumping in the corner. But I guess that's what the moat was for, I think. The moat was for drainage, now that I think about it.
But I thought it was for alligators. Wristwatch versus pocket watch. Not that many people use a pocket watch these days, but
no.
Pocket watches are kind of neat. And sometimes the ones on your belt, and they're actually, if you held it up and looked at it on its belt loop, it would be upside down. But it sits on your belt, and that way you can just kind of lift it up a little bit, and it's right side up to see it on your belt.
Sure.
And those are kind of neat, especially for riding a motorcycle. You sit that, and it's kind of on your lap when you're riding, and you just look down, and you see what time it is.
I think the society that we live in now are relying less on actual analog equipment like that. They're either looking at their iPod, they're looking at their PDA, at their cell phone.
Every technological gadget has a clock on it.
That's my watch.
I've seen watches on rings. I've seen pen watches. There's a watch on everything now.
Yes, there is. So the pocket watch is definitely antiquated. I haven't seen one of those it's something cool to look at.
Yeah, they're kind of neat. I actually have a couple, but I don't really use them.
You have a couple, yeah?
Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You seem like a pocket watch kind of guy.
Yeah. I'm kind of a pocket watch guy, but I don't really carry them around with me. I did at one time because it was just different and cool.
Sure. Yeah. Probably leather vest.
Cruising around.
Kept it right there.
Sure. Yeah. I had it in a leather vest, leather jacket, everywhere. Always kept that in my leather jacket, mostly. Our show's time dependent, so we'll move right along.
Okay.
Email versus snail mail. I hate sending real letters.
What's the purpose?
Well, some people, my grandmother doesn't have a computer or anything, so if I just want to send her a card... Of course, I could bring a card, but I mean, if I want to send anything to her, that's how it's got to be. So there's people like that where you'd actually have to send a letter. And, I have some relatives that live, in the U.S. and abroad, and you'd actually have to send them a card or a letter. There's no other way to do it.
So do you think eventually snail mail will just kind of go by the
wayside?
Probably
not. What happens when you got to send a check somewhere? Because there's not really any other way to pay.
I think there's going to be other ways to pay that are just going to...
I sure hope there would be.
Kill checks.
Yeah.
Checks are going to be
I can't stand checks and checking.
I can't stand it either.
And I still can't get away from using them here and there. Got to have checks.
For this and that.
Yeah.
The thing is, we're so used to, we take some money out of our account, and it's instantly. You're always up to date as far as your banking goes. Mm-hmm. So we're used to that kind of thing.
Didn't deal with a check.
I remember, when I first started having a bank account, you always had to keep your checkbook so you could kind of know which ones were outstanding. Yeah. So you had a good idea what kind of money you had. Whereas now everybody knows exactly to the penny how much money they're at, right?
Yeah, unless you send a check somewhere.
Yeah.
Then it just screws everything up.
And then you forget about it.
Sure.
Where'd all that money go? Yeah. Oh, that's right. I wrote a check. So when someone writes you a check, it's usually good etiquette to cash it as fast as you can.
Oh, yeah. Grandma versus Grandpa.
Grandma.
Who'd you run to? Which one smacked you more?
That's man versus woman again.
Yeah.
I never had a grandpa.
Oh, you never had a grandpa?
No.
Why not?
Well, they died before I was born.
Wow. I had a grandpa, one, that was alive when I was born, and a very big man, and he was a baker.
Really?
Yeah. That's where I get my baking skills.
So you're very appreciative of baking.
Sure.
You brought some cookies today, too, didn't you?
And I did. Yeah, they're right here, and we have to get in on those, like...
Soon.
The bag's going to go crunch, crunch in the mics, but...
And that's from Black's?
Those are from Black's. Black's Bakery, folks.
The official sponsor of the Jabbercast.
On Langlois Street in Windsor. That's all we give you so far, because we're not getting free cookies yet.
That's right.
Eventually, you want the phone number? Look it up in the book. Vote Black. I guess one of those guys is the Tony Black. They're running for alderman or who knows what the ward is.
Alderman. You say alderman, anyway. I say alderman.
You know, it's your choice whether you vote for him or not. I can't say one way or the other right now because we're not getting free cookies.
But I think we should give some money to some politicians.
Why? They should be giving us money and we could mention them.
No, no. Then they give us money for grants and stuff.
Give them money so they give us money.
Yeah. That's the way it works, buddy.
So we give them like $100 and they give us like thousands?
1,000.
Is that how that works?
100 equals $1,000.
Oh, okay. I'm in.
Yeah.
Sure.
$1,000 worth of stuff.
I can get us phony receipts.
That's what we need, some phony receipts.
White milk versus chocolate milk. Which do you prefer?
I don't drink milk.
When I was a kid, chocolate milk.
Oh, yeah.
And when I was a kid, I like cold. Even now, I like cold. As long as the white milk is freezing cold, I don't mind milk.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be freezing, freezing, freezing cold.
I can't drink milk. It gives me the shits.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
Well, that's great for our listeners. I was hungry, too. Not anymore. Plastic tie versus wire tie.
What are we talking about, a plastic tie?
Say like the little flat ones that you break in half and then you fling them on your finger, like from bread, as opposed to that kind of plastic tie, the wire tie, like usually comes with garbage bags and stuff like that.
Wire's better, yeah, for sure.
It's way better.
You know what's even better than that?
Velcro. Velcro's nice.
Yes.
But you're not going to tie your garbage bags up with Velcro. Zip ties are neat. Of course, you wouldn't use them on the garbage bag either.
No.
But zip ties are really cool.
Tie your garbage bag in a knot.
Sure. You don't need to tie at all.
That's right. It's informal. Basically, no ties needed.
Informal garbage bags. Neighborhood versus subdivision.
Wow, that's silly.
Well, not necessarily.
Subdivisions.
Some people might want to live in a subdivision, which is a little different than a neighborhood.
That's right.
Neighborhood's old school. Neighborhoods are cool.
No, no. Listen to Rush's subdivision. That tells you how I feel about subdivisions.
Oh, I never heard that.
Yes, you have. Subdivisions from Rush?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I thought you, for some reason, I'm thinking Rush Limbo. I don't know, man. Where he's listen to some Rush Limbo show talking about subdivisions.
Neoconservative radio.
You like subdivisions?
I don't.
Oh, neither do I.
They're so personal and
well, that's same-ish. What I'm saying. Neighborhood is old school. The old style neighborhood, like this laid out in a big square, whereas a subdivision always seems to be this little community kind of thing. And you go get your mail all in the same place sometimes and that sort of thing. And it's a newer type thing, and all the houses are the same sort of thing. And
really close to each other.
Close to each other, sure. I like the old neighborhoods.
Oh, I love
alleys and the whole
shebang. Alleys, yeah.
Alleys are cool.
I wish I had an alley.
Alley versus side street. No, that's not on the list. So we can't go there. Condo versus house.
Oh, there's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm a house. Jeff's a condo.
You're a house. Abracadabra.
I'm a homeowner. Jeff is a condo owner.
I'm a homeowner and a condo owner. Actually, I lived in the house that I own, which is now for sale. Anybody's interested in a beautiful, spacious, double two-bedroom home with a garage and basement.
You can email Big JD.
Sure. It's a duplex. Big money maker.
Sure. Big JD at thejabbercast.com.
Sure.
How much are you asking for your house?
Income property, baby. It's at 112.9.
112.9?
Sure.
He's giving it away.
Practically.
Yeah.
Love to. Actually, we actually live in a condo now, and
downtown Windsor, Ontario.
Sure, it's got its good points. No lawn to cut, and no regular home maintenance, like putting in new windows and roofing and all those sorts of different things, and roof leaks and that kind of stuff, really.
But you have to fix it up, though.
Well, you have to do some things here and there, or it depends on what you've bought. If it's a fixer-upper, yeah, you got to fix it. But it's the same as a house in that respect.
Right.
But living is, I mean, there's no garage. You don't have that outside, you know, the porch to sit on kind of thing. And,
well,
you know,
you do.
So there's
a nice balcony.
We have a balcony and things like that. Yeah. But it's still a little bit different than sitting on the porch in your neighborhood or whatnot.
But
I like a house
cool
for those
too,
reasons.
Like, you can sit on your balcony and you can see people sitting on their balcony,
sure,
like on the other side.
Yeah, you can see across the Detroit River. You can see, you know, half the city. It's kind of neat. It is nice. I do like it. But I'm still lean towards a house. I'm a house guy as far as wanting to do some certain things that are a little noisier. Then a house is better for that as well.
Yeah.
And I like a garage. I like to be outside and I like, you know, that kind of thing. I find that I have a storage unit elsewhere that I have to keep a lot of things because we don't really have the room there. We have storage that we, you know, everybody has a storage cubicle that's downstairs or whatnot, but.
So you want a house in a neighborhood?
Yeah, that's preferable to me, really. And maybe we'll have another one some point in time, but cigarettes versus pipes versus cigars. Cigarettes, pipes, or cigars. Cigarettes are commonplace. Not for me. I don't smoke.
Oh, I don't smoke either. Yeah. No one should be smoking.
No, absolutely not.
This whole section
should
be.
They're making it harder and harder for people to smoke these days, which is a good thing. In my book, cigars have always been pretty stinky. Pipes generally smell pretty good, I find.
Yes, rum-flavored tobacco.
Yeah, different flavors and vanilla and things like that. I've known people to smoke pipes, and it usually smells pretty good. If I had to smoke, I'd smoke a pipe.
You must smoke.
You must smoke that corn cob pipe.
I remember not my grandfather, but there was this guy that lived with my grandmother. He was a war vet, an English war vet from England.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this was pretty common. And these guys would just be single guys. And these widows from the war, they would take in these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened with my grandmother. She lived with this English
I had a similar
gentleman.
Thing like that at one of my grandmothers. And she had somebody, that guy that lived there with her, his own room and everything. And
yeah,
he was some kind of a war vet guy, but I don't know if it was exact. I don't know the whole story. I'm going to find out.
It was probably the exact same thing. And they got, and the Legion hooked these people up.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Legion.
I know he was a Legion guy too.
And your grandmother was probably, or was your aunt, did you say?
My grandmother.
Your grandmother, yeah. Because I remember she was very much involved in the Legion afterwards. But anyway, the story, he smoked the pipe. I remember I loved it. He used to get some really nice.
Yeah, they smell nice, huh?
And the packaging it came in, it was just
a little package.
Put your nose in there.
You put it in the thing and everything and you pack it down in there. And
yeah, you had tools.
The way you light it even was kind of neat.
Oh, yeah. He had a big honking Zippo.
Yeah. Zippos, man. I love Zippos. I have a sweet little collection of Zippos.
Start talking about Zippos. My kids want Zippos. You know
why?
Do
they?
You go on YouTube, punch in Zippo tricks. There's like thousands of them. Like tricks.
They're so cool, too.
You know, it's just out of hand.
Zippos are awesome. Gold jewelry versus silver jewelry.
Zippo, not to be confused with Lippo. Anyway, gold jewelry versus silver jewelry.
Big JD and Zippo.
There we go. I think that gold and silver, silver and gold.
Rudolph.
They go in and out of, it's like fashion. They go in and out, I think.
I like white gold. I don't know, you can't really tell the difference, I don't think, by looking at that, whether it's silver or gold, but just knowing that it is a more prestigious being gold, but white gold, and my wedding ring is white gold. With gold center, regular gold around the outside.
Right. It's hard to tell between white gold and silver. But
I don't think you could tell, could you?
I can't.
Unless you bite it.
I'm not a metallurgist.
T-shirt versus golf shirt. Collar or no collar?
That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm a no collar guy.
Me too, pretty much. But I'm also a collar guy these days a little bit.
Are you?
I like it either way. If it's a cool shirt, you know.
I have a fair amount.
I can
amount
go
of
both ways.
I have a fair amount of golf shirts because I like to golf.
Well, there you go. And I don't golf at all.
And there's some courses that that require you to wear a collar when you golf there.
Mm-hmm.
And you say you're not a golfer, but I know I've seen pictures of you with golf clubs in your hand with a collared shirt on.
Yeah, maybe we'll put a picture of that up on the site for all these nice folks.
Well, then that'll just scare them away. They'll think you're a maniac.
That's my 40s golf suit. That is for AM versus FM. I'm an AM guy, man, all the way. FM's got everything else, but I go AM all the way.
Me, I'm a podcaster.
Radio socks!
I've got radio socks on. Satellite radio versus internet radio.
I have to
We're
say.
We're drawing blanks here.
Radio socks!
I prefer internet radio, man. I'm at the computer a lot. I can get go into iTunes there and put on a radio station and listen to it uncut, just like a satellite, yes. And I don't have to pay for it.
That's right.
I'm already paying for my internet, but...
satellite quality is way high.
Satellite quality is way high, but I'm not really anywhere where I'm going to be able to listen to satellite radio.
No.
Even in the car. I want to listen to... They say that, you know, there's everything's on there. Any kind of music genre you can think of and talk shows and things like that. But I still, it still boils down for me, and I know a lot of our Jabbercast folks, you want to listen to what you want when you want. And that's on my iPod. What I want when I want is on my iPod.
So when do you listen to radio programming?
When I'm at the computer.
Okay. And you like the internet radio then?
That's what I do. And I'll usually put on the internet radio. Sometimes you can put on regular stations.
Sure.
But I just choose a genre of some kind or a talk thing, and I just put it on, listen while I'm doing something.
So what do you listen to mostly on internet radio?
Internet radio, I usually have either a blues station on or a metal station on.
You the man.
So...
Yesterday, I was listening to some... I was in my buddy's new Chevy HHR car, and it comes with a free year of satellite radio, mm-hmm. which is built right into all their radios. Like,
right.
They're all receivers of mm-hmm. Satellite radio. So we were listening to some... listen to George Benson on the way to golf yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
On one of these satellite radio stations. And the quality is just... Oh, it's rocking. It sounds awesome. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah, the quality is definitely good. Same as satellite TV.
Is that one of our things?
No, it's not.
Okay.
We're going to move on to records, tapes, and CDs. Records versus tapes. Records versus CDs. Obviously, we know what's basically best there as far as quality is concerned. Records actually sounded phenomenally good, though.
If you had a decent great response. Stylus, yeah.
Yeah, very, very good sounding audio.
It's warm.
Yeah.
The frequencies that are accented on an analog.
Analog is generally warmer.
Yeah.
Again, the mobility, being able to play it in a car or in a small unit or whatever. I mean, you could never do that with a record. Tapes,
Don't say never. I've seen pictures of the record player in the car thing.
Well, a cousin of mine had one, played 45s in his dashboard or whatever it was. I never saw the thing, but I know he had one in his car. But a cassette was more versatile. But sound quality of cassette was really not. I mean, there's that hiss factor always.
Yes.
Especially when you crank that stuff up through speakers versus headphones.
Dolby versus THX.
There you go.
Yeah, Dolby was... That's why they invented Dolby. Was for
you can cut down on the hiss. But then again, you kind of cut down on some of that high end, too, as well. So
there was a hi-hat in that song.
An unhappy medium there.
Yeah. But if you think about what it is, it's so portable. It was just a little half-inch piece of...
Oh, yeah. It was great. And a far cry from an 8-track, that's for sure. But there's another show. Our listeners probably don't know what an 8-track is.
Some of them don't, for sure. Mm-hmm. But the car automotive dudes still make tape decks in their cars.
Yeah, a lot of them now, they're making a tape and CD deck.
There is some of those too as well, yes.
So until people get completely away from the cassettes, which I think is probably pretty much happened now.
I think so. It's pretty
hard. Let's move on to pop versus juice.
You pop.
Rather have pop, rather have juice.
Now, some people don't even know what pop is.
Pop is soda.
Soda.
Sure. Do you call it soda or pop?
I don't call it soda. Soda's a...
I would call it pop.
Oh, yeah. People around here call it pop.
I think soda's American.
And not necessarily American, but certain areas of the States, I know, down south. You want a what? A pop. Yeah. I'll pop you.
I want me a soda.
Soda. Yeah, you get a soda. There you go.
Excuse me.
What was that, a Coke?
Soda. Soda burp. Yeah, juice is nice, too. And I don't drink much of either one because of the sugar content. But if I do drink pop occasionally, usually on Sundays with my pizza, my cheat day, I have Diet Pop. Because you can't have pizza without pop, I don't think. Pizza and Coke just seems to really go together well. Still,
What about beer, though?
No, I don't drink beer.
Could you drink beer?
I could if I wanted to.
I mean, if you're going to drink a pop, why not drink a beer?
Well, because a beer will get me drunk.
I'm not a beer drinking person.
I don't care for the taste of beer, even. I used to drink it, believe me. I had my share before I was of legal age to have it. But that's a thing of the past now. Still camera versus video camera. If I had to choose one?
Still.
I'd take a still. Still will take video, and better stills than a video camera will take of stills. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, yes.
Well, still camera generally shoot some degree of video. Now, most of them will take video up until your card's full, so you can shoot as long as your card will allow. And the video quality is fine for clips, especially a little clip that you want to send, say hi on Thanksgiving to mom and send it away. You know, you still get your little video.
Yeah, mine works great.
But you can't beat it for, you know, the still shots. You're not going to get a better still shot out of a video camera no matter what.
There are some cameras that they're trying to push as far as, you know, buy our video camera, 2.3 megapixel.
Yeah, still 2.3 compared
exactly.
to my 7 on my Nikon. I don't think so. Paper document versus digital document. I think we can just skip over that.
No.
I can't stand paper.
What are you holding right now?
Paper.
Yeah.
I have this digitally on here, and I just thought it was convenient to have it in front of me while I didn't have to change screens and stuff like that. So sometimes paper's convenient, I must say.
But so there's sometimes paper. There's no substitute for paper.
Especially in the bathroom after you just took a big dump.
During dumping, I gotta have some paper. I gotta read something.
Oh, I mean paper to wipe yourself. But yeah, I read like crazy in there. But I think that's another show.
Reading on the toilet. That's
I need a stack of books in there.
I do have a stack.
Yeah, that's great. That's a necessity. Light versus dark. I prefer dark.
That's a really general one. Holy moly. Light versus dark?
I mean, maybe a room or a outside, the light of day or the darkness of night.
Oh, okay. Now there, that's a thing.
Yeah, the light bothers my eyes. Daylight. I get a headache from the sun. I have to wear dark shades all the time.
I have to admit, I like the night more than the day. I love the day, but
I love the nightlife.
I do. I love the nightlife. I don't know what it is about it.
I like to boogie. What's that song? Remember that?
I like the nightlife. I like to boogie. Yeah.
Doesn't it do something like that?
Yeah, it does.
Good versus evil.
I prefer good, yes. I'm a total good person, yes. I don't want anything evil.
No.
Evil, it gives off bad karma to me.
Yeah, good is good.
I avoid getting
evil's
mad.
Cool when it's heavy metal.
Oh, evil sound and stuff sure is good.
Yeah, evil's cool, man.
But evil, even if I'm getting, I feel myself getting mad, and that's usually at my kids. I have to admit, if I get mad, it's at my kids. And I always avoid projecting that into it.
Projecting an evil.
It just puts bad karma. It lasts way too long. Just deal with it in a good way.
That's right.
But there's some people who think exactly the opposite of me. They're not happy. Literally, their well-being depends on them being evil.
Yeah, mean or nasty. Evil. Knievel.
Evil Knievel.
Well, he had to be evil.
But he wasn't very evil.
No, he wasn't evil, but I wonder why he actually called himself Evil Knievel. Just because it rhymed, maybe. You can't be Good Knievel. Hey, Good Knievel's going to jump over the Grand Canyon.
Feeble Knievel.
Feeble Knievel.
There was many times where he was feeble.
Weeble. Feeble Knievel. The Weeble. You remember Weebles? They wobbled and they didn't fall down?
Weebles
wobbled.
That's
going to be on the old toy show.
Oh, the old toy show. I love
black
that.
Black versus white.
That's tough. I like black, but I like white.
As far as the color, I like black.
The absence
I'm a black guy.
Absence of color is what black is, by the way.
Yeah, it's not necessarily color, is it?
It's the absence of color.
Is white the absence of black?
No, white is white? White is the sum of all colors.
Ooh, the sum of all colors. So if you take every color there is.
And you put it together.
It's got to be every color? It can't just be all the major colors?
No, yeah, the primaries. You put red, green, and blue together, you're going to get.
White.
Well, it all has to do with the light or stuff that you see on a paper.
I like that, too.
You like that?
Yeah. You see that once in a while. Not very often. You know who does that a lot? B.B. King.
That's where I get it.
Yeah. He's awesome, man.
When I was really, one of my first concerts I went and see was B.B. King.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of the first, but like when I remember being very, I was influenced by it. Like it really affected me. Same with Roy Clark when I saw him.
Ooh,
both concerts, I didn't buy the tickets. I just went to the concert because I'm a big concert goer. And I remember seeing him, I was like, wow, that dude is.
Yeah, it was just absolutely incredible.
And I remember seeing him doing it. He was just standing back and the band was doing something. And he had his guitar hanging.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he was clapping with his hand backwards. I think that's cool.
And it's usually got something to do. He's got the pick in his hand. And so he claps his way, but he does it a lot.
Yeah.
And what it is, folks, that you can't see is one hand in regular clap mode. And the other one, it's the back of the other hand hitting it instead of the front regular clap.
Yeah, that's the way
crap.
I clap.
You like to crap?
This week's Jabber Quote brought to you by Steve and Larry.
The guy that doesn't want to sound like a radio guy is got Mr. Radio written all over him.
I'm not going to do that. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Sure.
Sure?
Yeah.
Now, that can be taken a lot of ways. This is,
yeah, to me, it can't, but...
In the middle of summer, if you're cooking in the kitchen, if you can't take the heat that's in the kitchen...
Oh, that's literally then.
Literally.
If it's too hot.
In the kitchen.
Sure.
Get out. For the most part, if a situation gets heated or tough or really involved or the work gets really hard and you are not being able to keep up with
handle
it.
Handle the pressure, maybe.
Handle it or whatever the situation calls for.
Get out of it.
Someone could say that to you.
Right.
It covers a lot of good situations. And this is not only a quote, it's somewhat cliche.
Sure.
Which we have to kind of avoid, I have to think, with our sayings.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I think about it, it's almost cliche, don't you think? If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Somewhat.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's still a little saying of some kind.
Sure, and it's pertinent, and I have to admit, I like it a lot, and I use it kind of, not frequently, but I definitely use it, especially with my kids. They want something, but they don't want to work for it. And if you don't want to work for it, get out of the kitchen. Okay, now what about the origin of... If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Well, I know it comes from Harry S. Truman around wartime.
Yes, it does. Actually, he first said it before he even became president. He was a senator before he became president.
Mm-hmm.
42, I believe. And before he became president, he's in a newspaper in Idaho. He used that saying that...
potato country.
Potato country, yes. My wife was born in Boise, Idaho.
Wow.
He used the saying referring to about being in the war in the first place. You know, if you don't want to be here, if you don't want to be involved with being in the war, scram. We only need people who can handle the pressure.
Mm-hmm. And a good saying at that.
And this was his saying. He's quoted three times as using that in the 40s. So I didn't realize it was, that's kind of an, I shouldn't say new, but it's not like loose lips sink ships. Or
yeah, it's not a super old thing. Well, loose lips sink ships always.
Well, that was the same thing,
too.
What I meant to say, the face that lost.
It's not one of those old things that you just can't find where it came from.
Right, it's just been around forever. And switched and changed and
don't even try to find the reason of some of them.
Okay, back into a couple more verses before we head out. But do you want to maybe give some contact information before we do that?
You want to get involved with the show, and you want to send us a text, email, or audio email, send it to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. And you can visit us on the web at www.thejabbercast.com. And as well, you can get in on our live recording of our shows through Skype, MSN, iChat, AIM, America Online Instant Messaging. You can reach us at our username, The Jabbercast, on Sunday mornings when we record the shows, approximately 10:30 a.m.
Sunday morning.
Sure.
Get in on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Check out the schedule online at our website and give us a shout at that time. Rolling right along, summer versus winter. I'm a summer guy. What can I say?
Well, yeah,
born in July, love the summer.
With the Road King there.
Sure. Like to ride in the summer. I don't care much for the winter and cold weather sports, whether it be snowmobiling, skiing, or ice skating.
Ice fishing.
I'd rather be in the warmth.
So when you retire, you think you're going to move somewhere warm?
It'll be long before that.
Oh, you can move someplace warm before you retire.
Hey!
That really, that's cool.
Sorry.
Even being that far away, it's amazing how good there. You sneezed.
Oh, did I sneeze? That was me? Fanny pack versus belly bag.
Oh, we didn't get into winter.
Okay.
I myself.
Let him talk. Moving right along.
This is the Big JD Show. Myself, I love winter sport. I love the skiing particularly. I dig it. And you know what I like is I like the change of season. I like that feeling of
Autumn is my favorite time of the year.
Me too.
When it's a little cooler and the leaves are changing, but I like a nice autumn day. Jacket weather is okay.
Overcast goes back to the day night thing. I really feel at home. Like I feel like a nice overcast day sometimes. I feel like,
well, yeah. I mean, for doing particular things, I guess, like get out, ride your bike and stuff like that. Like I prefer a nice day for that. But overcast doesn't bother me. Rain doesn't bother me. A dreary day.
Yes,
I love it.
There's nothing dreary to me.
No, but that's what people would call it, a dreary day. It's overcast. It's spitting outside. It's rainy. I love it. I don't care what it is. If you're alive, it's cool.
That's right. If you're alive, it's cool.
Fanny pack versus belly bag. Do you wear the bag in the front or the back or not at all?
Backpack for sure is the cool way. Actually, I like the backpacks that have the one strap.
Well, no, we're talking belly bag or fanny pack. Those are the little ones that go around your waist with the little zipper on it.
Yeah.
You know, you see a lot of people, they used to. It was a big thing at one time. You don't see as many people now. But right. You know what I'm talking about, the little bags.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you say that is supposed to be worn in the front or the back?
Oh.
I'd say the front myself. Belly bag or fanny pack.
Oh, I see. It's the same thing. But
what way do you wear it? Some people wear it one way, some wear it the other way. And I think it kind of dependent on what you're doing or where you're at.
I would never wear it in the back.
If I did have a backpack on, I think I'd definitely have it in the front. I've never worn the fanny pack, belly bag thing in the back.
I've never worn the back either.
But I've hardly ever used them. There's times once in a while. I think once in a while we have a yard sale. I'll have one on with change in it. Sure, it's always in the front.
That's a good idea.
It's difficult to get it out in the back.
Like Cedar Point or something like that. It's good.
Yeah,
to
they're
have
handy.
One. They're handy.
It's like a little purse, a man purse.
It's a man purse, and you can hold a bunch of stuff in there, and it won't fall out when you're going upside down on the roller coasters.
Yeah, they're a handy little thing. You see a lot of people at work with them with a Walkman in it or something like that. It's, you know, and some guys have them in the front, some in the back. Guy works right across from me with his in the back.
Sure.
And his headphone wire comes out of it. And
Walkman versus iPod.
A lot of guys have their Walkman in the back. A lot of guys have them taped up their back, the cable.
Sure.
Which I would prefer to wear in front. So there you go, fanny pack and belly bag. I think a backpack. Would you wear that in front ever? Unless it was carrying a baby, the little papoose ones.
Oh, those are cool. I like those.
There you go. Yeah. That you wear in front there on white bread versus whole wheat. There's a big conflict there between people. And they ask you, every restaurant you go to, you want white or whole wheat?
Yes. Well, white bread.
White bread or dark bread.
Tends to be not good for you.
Right. It's bleached.
It's bleached.
Made with bleached flour.
And it's high in...
whiteness.
Calories, for sure. Like, there's a lot of...
Oh, sure. There's a lack of fiber there. There's generally a higher carbohydrate.
There's,
a few different reasons that whole wheat is better for you.
But there's nothing
better.
But
I've had people say that I don't like the taste of whole wheat. I don't really notice a taste myself that much of a difference. I don't find, but...
Oh, there's a difference for sure, because there's nothing like a piece of white Wonder Bread with some peanut butter on it. Oh.
Yeah. There was a time, boy, believe me, I don't eat white bread anymore, but...
Me neither.
I lived on white bread in my younger years, which wasn't all that long ago. Camping versus motel.
I like camping.
Me too. I say camping over motel, for sure.
But motel over hotel.
Yeah, motel is like the side of the road, kind of.
All on one floor.
Sure.
Pull up, your door is right in front of your car right there.
Some of them aren't only one floor, though, are they? You pull up at a thing and there's a couple floors.
Sometimes two.
Hotel is like could be a...
Three plus.
High rise, yeah. Sure. Nice. All the amenities.
That's right.
Not usually a dumpy at all. Frying versus grilling.
Grilling. Frying sucks. Grilling is
grilling,
the way to go.
Grilling, barbecuing.
Get your Weber grill.
Huh?
A Weber. Weber grill is the way
Weber
to go.
Grill.
Oh, yeah. Grilling is only charcoal. Barbecuing is with gas or natural gas or whatever, propane.
I always referred to barbecuing as either or. I guess it just switched over the years from the charcoal to the propane tank. But
right. That's barbecuing to me, whereas I like grilling.
Okay.
Get the charcoal out and cook outside under.
Over an open fire or whatnot.
Hot coals.
That's nice too. Yeah. Hot coals. Walking over hot coals. And the last one we have of the day is communism versus capitalism.
Oh, I brought that up.
Yes, you did.
You know, there are some aspects of our government here in Canada that has some flavor of, not communism, but what do they call that? Socialism. There are many socialist concepts that are within our government. The main one being our medical coverage. Now, mind you, we all pay for it. We all pay a big sales tax that basically pays for most of our health coverage. And it's universal. We all get the same health coverage, a very socialistic kind of concept. And a lot of people look up to that, especially our neighbors to the south and in the States. They don't have that. And then their health system is spiraling out of hand. Like, you know, to get one surgery, it's like years of your salary.
Sure.
It puts you right. You can't afford to get sick is what they say down there. So there is that aspect of our government, of our setup here in Canada, that I think is a really good thing. Now, there's other aspects of communism or socialism, or however you want to say, that is not good. Usually, the people who are running the show, like in North Korea or China or whatever.
Yeah, that works in favor of those people.
It works in favor. It's not really a communism because those people are in power all the time. And then,
right.
And what does power do? It corrupts.
Sure. Creates greed.
That's right. So it's never perfect. I mean, yes, communism is a great concept, you know, the way that Marx and the other dude there, that they, when they thought of the, what they were, going to set up Russia there to be a communist state. But then that same thing happened to them. People got corrupted, and the people in power made the people live in squalor, as it were, even though there was a lot of things in place there, like medical, and everybody had a job, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. But the standard of living was low, for the most part. But then there's capitalism. What are you going to say about capitalism?
No, I was just going to say that, yeah, if the taxes can be kept at a relatively decent level and...
Capitalism? Is that what you're saying? That if capitalism...
Yeah, I think there's honestly good points and bad points about either. And I think communism, if done correctly, is an excellent way to go. However, capitalism, the way that we're accustomed to here, which we think is the free world...
Good point there.
Then that's what's going to work for us over here, especially because that's what... Everybody's got built up in their mind as being the proper way to go. They don't understand true communism, which I don't think has ever worked anywhere.
No, it doesn't.
Because they never actually fulfill their communist way of living like it's supposed to be.
That's right.
Everybody gets greedy at some point in time and things change. And I don't know why all the downfalls for every particular communist country. But if it was done properly, I think it would be a good way to live.
I do too.
A more equal way.
For sure. Share the resources equally.
Sure. And that's a good thing.
I think so. But the scale has to be taken into account as well. Like someplace like the United States or even Canada, to implement communism over that big stretch of people, it would seem daunting. How realistic is it to impose communism
on such a large scale?
Let's just start a commune, Jeff.
Yeah.
I have friends that actually, they push that on me.
Oh, yeah?
Why don't we just go buy a piece of property somewhere and we'll just grow our own stuff and just live off the land, and you can have a job and come home, but, you know, we'll all stay here. And
your regular Waco kind of thing going on there.
Children of
Church
God.
Church of Lippo.
Yes. And that's
the Church of Lippo.
It's interesting how they all those places have something to do with religion. I'm just saying, let's...
Yeah, eventually that's the way that goes, too.
Just get a communism
problem.
Don't bring religion into it.
That's another thing that can kind of mess up a society, I think, in some ways.
Having it religious-based.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, it's can be a great thing for a lot of people, but if that's your choice, then you keep that your choice.
Right. Don't mix, what is it?
If somebody else wants it or needs it, they'll find it.
Well, that's very...
It's there. And it's there for anybody that wants it.
Yeah. That's a definite truth, for
and
sure.
And on that note, we're going to leave you with this big, long show. This is something special for y'all early on in the Jabbercast.
We jabbered.
Sure, we sure did.
Maybe the next show will be 15 minutes.
Maybe the next show will be 2 hours.
No.
In any case...
Podcast should not be that long.
Yeah, this is a little lengthy, but if it's something that you really enjoy listening to, wouldn't you want more? Okay, next week you're going to want to tune in to the I Hate When That Happens show. The little things that bug you. Pet peeves, running out of toilet paper, locking your keys in the car.
Getting stuck in traffic.
Sure, those kinds of things. The things that just tick you off. And that show will be recorded next week, Sunday.
10:30 in the
October
morning.
October 22nd, 10:30. Yeah, that's the time we're going to go with. And we'll change that on the site as well, because by the time we're set up and ready to roll, then the phone calls will be pouring in.
That's right. People Skyping us and stuff.
Yeah, so maybe you get involved next week. And that's the I Hate When That Happens show. And you can get in touch with us. Hear me out at thejabbercast.com. Visit the website, thejabbercast.com.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.